Our Father, we again come into thy presence and we lift up the Lord Jesus Christ, your beloved Son. We thank you for who he is, the eternal Son of God. We thank you that he is not just someone we can treat as a good luck charm, but yet he is a person, the person of thy Son, and he is the real live God. And he is someone that we go to as we are his children and have a relationship, Father. So we thank you for this, that he is real and he's real in our hearts. We thank you, Father, for the Word of God and how it is the God-breathed scripture and inspired by you. We thank you, Father, for what you mean to us and how you teach us through thy Word. We just pray that you'd be with us today and that he is there for us. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Well, as we consider John 15 this week, it's good to be with you. And in John chapter 15, we have been considering breaking the chapter down into three different sections. The first eight verses, we see how Christ spoke of being the true vine, and he said, "Abide in me." And then in verses 9 through 17, we see the theme is love, which naturally flows out of abiding in him, because when he spoke of abiding in me, he spoke of those that were in him, that were branches in him, some of which bore no fruit, then we see more fruit, and then we see much fruit. Verse 2, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And then he goes on down to verse 2, and every branch that beareth fruit, he cleanseth it, that it might bring forth more fruit. And then finally over there in verse 5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. So as we consider that Christ is the true vine, we are his branches, and we're exhorted to abide in him. To abide in him and bring forth much fruit, we see the love of God brought forth. And then that is what we see in verses 9 to 17 is abiding in him and the love of God. As we mentioned in Galatians 5:22, the first aspect of the fruit of the Spirit mentioned is love. So bearing forth fruit in Christ, we see, is the great theme. And then, of course, love is the great expression of that. Then we conclude the chapter by seeing, starting in verse 18, the great contrast of the world's attitude. Instead of the love of God, we see the hatred of the world toward Christ and the things of God. We noticed verses 18 to 21 already. And now let's pick up in verse 22. The last thought we made consideration over was, as the scripture tells us, that the servant is not greater than his Lord. Let's consider that once again before we read any farther, that when we think of the Lord Jesus Christ and all that he suffered upon the cross of Calvary and all that he suffered on the way to Calvary, that would include the sufferings at the hands of men. Yet in the 3 hours of darkness, he suffered at the hand of God, the Father. That is when he took upon the sin of the world upon him. But the sufferings of the by the hands of men, all the mockings and spittings and jeering and beatings and the things that are spoken of there in Psalm 22 and some in Psalm 69, the prophecies spoken in Isaiah 53, most of these passages speak of what was done to him by the hands of men. So, as it says, the servant is not greater than his Lord. When we find ourselves being persecuted, instead of saying, I need my rights, and such as this, and wanting to go take legal action or whatever that seems so popular today, we need to consider that the scripture told us that it would be like this, and that we, as believers, as children of God, that we are to walk circumspectly. We are to redeem the time. We are to walk as children of God and to walk in love. We are told to speak the truth in love, the balance of that. So we have never suffered in such a way as our Lord. We as his servants are not greater than the Lord. We have not suffered in any way as he. As in Psalm, or rather Isaiah 52 and on into 53, that tremendous passage there at the end of chapter 52, it spoke of how his visage was marred more than any man. He was physically persecuted and beaten in such a tremendous way as he was going to die for the very sins of the people who were inflicting these sins, these beatings upon him. And then yet, we see how he was persecuted on through his public ministry, ones challenging him and wanting to stone him, and such as this, as we have seen in the very book of John from chapters 5 to 11 primarily, where they would stand against him. Much of the people and the religious people of that day even, they were the ones that got up in arms way because he, as a man, made himself equal with God. He was the perfect God-man, but yet he suffered the persecution of those that resisted him. So let us consider, the servant is not greater than the Lord. So when we are persecuted and we're suffering for Christ, remember that the great affliction he suffered for you and me. And then yet, let's continue. Verse 22. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the world might be fulfilled, the word might be fulfilled, that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. Tremendous. Tremendous. In Psalm 35 and again in Psalm 69 we see reference to this. They hated me without a cause. The very Lord of glory had left glory and come here to this earth to die for the sin of the world. He was such an example as he walked here, the one who did no sin, in him was no sin, and the one who could not sin, was here among the people of this world, willing to die for our sin. Yet they hated me, the scripture says, the Lord stated, they hated me without a cause. He was just and righteous and without sin and without any blame, yet they hated him without a cause. We see this, along with many other things spoken of in the Old Testament, as fulfilled scripture. Truly, this came to pass. And as we consider this today, let us turn to Romans chapter 3 and just think about that little phrase, without a cause. If you look it up in the Greek concordance, you will find that this same phrase is rendered freely. To be without a cause means the word freely. Notice here, for all have sinned in Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely, without a cause, being justified freely by his grace, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So, without a cause, freely, we have been justified. We that have been clarified and spoken of here as come short of the glory of God. Every one of us qualify and fit into this chapter, this verse, that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God, but yet we that have been saved by faith in Christ have been justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So as he spoke of being hated without a cause, isn't it remarkable that we have been made righteous? We have been justified without a cause, nothing of our own self. It was justification by faith in Christ. It says we have been justified freely, without a cause, nothing by us or of us that deserve this, but freely, by His grace, His unmerited favor, that which we did not earn, we have been justified. Justified how? Freely, by His grace. Same word here for without a cause. They hated the Lord Jesus without a cause, yet in turn, the irony of this, He has made us righteous, justified us without a cause, freely, by His grace. You know, we could go on to the end of the Word of God and see there in Revelation 22, again, as this word comes up, verse 17, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him come, let him take the water of life freely. There's your word. Graciously. Let him take of the water of life freely. My friend, what an offer. We that are born into this world, we that have no claim upon the things of God by our own merit, we have been saved freely by His grace. He has shed His blood, redeemed us by His precious blood, bought us off of the sin market, the slave market of sin. We have been purchased off of it. And yet, as we're back in John 15 and 25, Christ could say, they hated me without a cause. What hatred to hate without a cause. Yet He suffered. Oh, what a tremendous passage. I think of Hebrews chapter 12. And if you'll just look with me, verses 2 and 3. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Notice here, verse 3. For consider Him that endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Simply amazing. He endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself. He was hated without a cause, but yet He was willing to endure such contradiction of sinners against Himself. May we just praise Him today as we have Him as the true live God, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the Lord and Savior. This is Mike Moody along with Jeff Buckles and Mark Beebe. And as we close out with the last couple of verses of John 15, may it be of encouragement and comfort to you. Verse 26, but when the Comforter, that is the Spirit of God, is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, He shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. So here the disciples are told in closing, yes, there will be the hatred of the world, but yet the Comforter is coming. And you have been with me from the beginning. What a word of encouragement, a reminder. And yet we can say that from the time of our salvation, He has been with us. And that Holy Spirit of promise has indwelt us, and it will indwell us until the day of our redemption. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 824-5525. You've been listening to the Two Roads and Two Destinies radio ministry. For Jeff Buckles, this is Mike Moody. Join us next Sunday morning at 10:15. Have a good week.